phones. You're listening on this St. Patrick's Day to Irish Radio Network, USA. Michaela Melosi is a dancer, a traveler, and indeed, friends, she's an Emmy award-winning host and the creator of Bare Feet series. And her company has been featured on, Travel and Escape and the New York Times and Dance Magazine, Yahoo Travel, Travelocity, American Express, Travel Channel, and a lot more. First of all, let us, on this St. Patrick's Day, welcome Michaela Melosi. Michaela, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much, Adrian. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too. I know that you are at Lindenhurst High School in Long Island.
I am.
And you're with somebody who is very well known to this program and equally well known to me, indeed. My daughter, Linda, Linda Flannelly's school in Lindenhurst, where Linda is vice principal. Let's talk about you. Originally, as an assistant to one of the world's most famous rock bands, Slipknot. Okay. How did you get started there?
Yeah, well, I danced my whole life. I've been dancing since I was about 3 years old, and I'm a musician as well. So I grew up wanting to be a big-time manager, music manager. And when I started that path, I realized that's not exactly what I didn't want to do. It was working in an artistic industry but not being creative in any means. So I quit cold turkey and started dancing again and became a dance teacher in New York City. I was teaching at the Ailey Extension, various studios in Stamford, Connecticut, and New York. And when I would travel, because I studied abroad my sophomore year of college and applied for scholarships to continue studying abroad, I caught the travel bug. And as I was traveling, I would seek out holidays and festivals and start dancing with people. I would just approach complete strangers, whether they could speak English or I could speak their language. I would approach them and mimic them and dance with them. And I had so much fun that I wanted to continue this journey of traveling and dancing around the world. So when I did quit that job in management, I started teaching dance in New York and then decided to create a blog under Bare Feet, which is called travelbarefeet.com. Started the blog and started creating these shorter video forms on YouTube, and eventually it evolved into now an Emmy Award-winning TV series, and we're going nationally on PBS starting in April. So if you check your local listings all across the U.S. from L.A. to Portland, we're going to be in Hawaii, Florida, Maine, good old Irish Boston. We've got a ton of cities that are going to be airing our first season of Bare Feet. And I'm living the dream. I get to travel and dance around the world and meet wonderful, wonderful people in every place that I go.
Yeah. It's a tough life, but somebody, somebody has to do it.
Someone has to do it, right?
I know there. I know it myself. Now, for those in the arts, and we have parents, and mm-hmm. I am sure that you're no exception when parents watch the direction that you're heading in, mm-hmm. and they say, oh, my God, where is the security?
Yep.
Where is anything else? And you know, to this day, I have people who say to me, that's great. We're listening to you now for all those decades. Mm-hmm. What's your day job?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I've run into that. When I started this project back in 2010, people looked at me like I had an arm growing out of my head. Like, mm-hmm. You're going to do what? You're going to travel and dance around the world? And I said, yeah, I think that's what I want to do. I'm fortunate enough that just this past year, you know, I was still teaching dance when I was doing the blog. I obviously couldn't live off of creating this content. But Now that we're getting bigger distribution, we're winning accolades and we're getting more press.
Mm-hmm.
It's become a sustainable, an actual career. I'm making an actual career out of it. But there was a
You're being modest because actually you have done extremely well all along.
Thank you.
That's one of the things. But it is a tongue in cheek approach there. You know, in saying. Not just, I think anywhere in the arts, there was always a concern, and whoever, for instance, as a musician myself, whoever coined the phrase, playing music, you know, that person should be taken out. Because it indicates that all of this is, you know, playing around, you know, play dates and whatever.
Yeah.
Where in fact, it's a vocation, and it's definitely something that, you know, that is not for everybody and is not understood. Although I'd say with social media today, many people are. You know, more understanding. What would you say to that?
I agree. I think not only are they more understanding, but there's more access to share the artistic creation. I mean, without YouTube, my project wouldn't exist. Without the internet, my project wouldn't exist, and social media. So I agree. And just so you know, my husband's a musician, so we are a mishmashed house of crazy creatives that are trying to live their dreams and not listening to people who sort of put roadblocks, and it's a hard life. I remember before these successes, trying to explain to people what I did or wanted to do. I'm also lucky that my parents were very supportive because I've been like this my entire life. I've been the crazy kid that always had these weird ideas, and I think they realized that this is who I am. And it wouldn't be any other way. You know, there's no other way that Michaela can live her life. So I'm fortunate. Not everybody has that support system of not looking completely insane. But I think you have to be a little crazy to try and fulfill a dream and be creative, to be any, you know, a musician, a dancer, an artist, a writer, anything that's creative, you have to be a little crazy, right? You have to.
You won't get any arguments from me on that one. On television shows, Sesame Street, The Dr. Oz, you know, TBS's Movie and Makeover, NBC, The Today Show, ABC News, CBS, Fox News, and more, a lot more. You have, in addition to all of these opportunities, you have spoken and continue to speak at various conferences and schools on entrepreneurship and travel and social media marketing, you know, including days like today, where... again, you are meeting primarily young people who, you know, who are at a very at a crossroads in their own lives. They're looking, you know, at and you know, following you and wondering whether or not you know, they're being empowered, they're being inspired, you know, and I suppose the main twist with your approach is that you're actually telling them that there is a career, that there is a way to travel the world.
Yeah,
and you've proved it.
Yeah, I think that the more I travel, the more, and coming back home, the more I see the importance of stepping out of your comfort zone and meeting other cultures and meeting people and breaking down those stereotypes that we, especially as Americans in our style of media and journalism, if you can call it that sometimes, really sends a negative message to a lot of places that are perfectly safe and full of wonderful, warm, sharing people. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of mixed messages, but the more I travel, the more I see how wrong or misinformed we are. And travel, when I was at university and in college, was so important to my education. Not just the classes I took, but the experiences I had of traveling alone, independently, figuring out how to get from point A to point B. And this was before smartphones and Google Maps. But aside from that is approaching someone and asking for directions or looking at a map and finding places of interest that actually interested me instead of going by an itinerary or a set of rules. You, as an independent person, once you become a young adult, you can make those decisions, and those decisions directly affect you and how you see the world. So you can decide to do things that won't make you think outside the box and want to explore, or you can stay in a very safe place and go to Disney World every time, which yes. is fine. Disney World is great, but, you know, go out there and meet strangers
now,
and talk to them
yeah.
and dance with them.
Michaela, on this St. Patrick's Day, it might be a good time to announce that you are, in fact, taking a tour and
yes.
taking some of your expertise to Ireland. And,
yes.
Tell us about this upcoming trip. It's actually in October.
It's in October. My husband and I actually went to Ireland for a honeymoon. It was the first time that I went to Ireland, and we just fell in love with the country. It's a beautiful, beautiful country. Everyone is so incredibly warm, and there's so much, as you know, so much music and
yep.
dance. So much music and dance, which I think people don't realize how strong the dance and music culture is in Ireland itself. So I was completely taken in by Shannos dance, Cayley, Irish step dance, learning to play the spoons, learning, you know, going to hear trad sessions at a pub. So what I do is I've created sort of an extension of what the series and what my mission is for traveling and dancing around the world, is making these opportunities and these experiences available to people who anyone can come join me. They're small group tours, and we're hosting this tour in October, this October in Ireland. It's a 9-day, 8-night trip.
Yeah.
And we start in Dublin, and we'll be learning Shannos dance. We meet with some of the Riverdance dancers. Then we head west to Doolin, which is pretty
absolutely
much,
in County Kerry. Yeah. You know what I think the best way to do this is to get our listeners to log on to your
yes.
website.
Yes, if you go to travelbarefeet.com. Travelbarefeet.com, you can see our Barefeet tours. You can find where our shows will be airing across the U.S. If you're hearing us from outside the New York metro area, you can see all of the things that we do. Travelbarefeet.com. And on all social media outlets, if you like to follow people on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, it's at Travelbarefeet. It's always Travelbarefeet. So you can find this, and Ireland is one of the most beautiful countries that I've ever been to. And I'm not just saying that because you're Irish and it's St. Paddy's Day. It really is a place that I've fallen in love with, my husband has fallen in love with, everyone. I boast about it all the time because the people are so warm and hospitable, and the music is so rich and beautiful. And I want to take people with me. We only are hosting 4 Barefeet tours a year, and Ireland is one of them because
fantastic.
I felt so compassionately about.
Give us the website again. Okay.
Sure. It's travelbarefeet.com.
Travelbarefeet.com. My guest, Michaela Malozzi. And again, happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.